Watcher, and welcome, big welcome, to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. You might remember we finished last week's show with a Kenny Barron sextet's version of Miles Davis's So What? Well, here's another cover of that great song. This time, it's a vocal with some hip talk, man.
Al Davis walked off the stage.
So what?
Soon as his solo was over.
So what?
Oh, yes, he did leave the stage.
So what?
Clean out of sight now.
So what?
Coltrane, he walked off the stage.
So what?
That's what you folks are all saying.
So what?
Oh, yes, he did leave the stage.
So what?
And that's a fact now.
So what?
They felt they had to rehearse.
Backstage.
Although we know they are masters.
That's right.
They get a real mellow sound.
So smooth.
And you will have to admit it.
Uh-huh.
But yes, they both left the stage.
So what?
Soon as their solos were over.
So what?
And if you can't figure out
their groove,
I'd like to hip you. Well, my friends, now about Miles Davis. I never know why some people always try to find some fault of this man and his horn. And when they go to wherever he is playing, they seem to go to see whether he is going to tend to business. Spap bop boo ba doo ba doo ba doo 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 dee bap siddly boo bop shoo wop. He never walks around a place and speak to all of the folks he don't know. I wouldn't either. And neither would you, friends. But I know he is friendly. I do.
The rest of us, we do.
Oh, yes. We dig his beautiful soul and we love him and his blue horn. And here's another thing now. About the clothes he wears, I'm sure his style is in the future. So cool, the fit of his clothes is perfect. Just like the way he plays, he's not afraid of being different. And he has one most pose in this modern jazz. He and Gillespie are kings. Miles and his group are breaking records, yeah, because they sure do swing. Miles Davis walked off the stage.
So what?
That's what the folks are all saying.
So what?
Oh yes, he did leave the stage.
So what?
Soon as his solo was over.
So what?
Coltrane, he sneaked off the stage.
So what?
That's what you folks are all saying.
So what?
Oh yes, they both left the stage.
So what?
Clean out of sight now.
So what?
They felt they had to rehearse.
Backstage.
Although we know they are masters.
That's right.
They get a real groovy sound.
So smooth.
And you will have to admit it.
Uh-huh.
But yes, they both left the stage.
So what?
Soon as their solos were over.
So what?
And if you couldn't figure out
their groove,
well, I have hipped you. Oh, yes, they both left the stage.
So what?
It's Jan 61, so it's hip-talking time, mid-50s to early 60s, man. The album is called Hipper Than Thou. The singer is the voice of Bebop, a title Eddie Jefferson gave himself. This album doesn't say so, but I can only assume Jefferson co-wrote the lyrics, based on words by artist Christopher Assimandes Hall. Howard McGee, trumpet, James Moody, tenor, Musa Kalim, baritone, Gene Key, piano, John Latham, bass, and Ozzy Johnson, drums. Backing vocals, basically singing So What most of the time, were none other than Babs Gonzales and Honey Gordon. Jefferson met an untimely death, unfortunately, in May 79, leaving Baker's Keyboard Lounge in Detroit with altoist Richie Cole. They were touring together. Jefferson was shot dead, and then the inevitable squealing tires and a black Lincoln Continental speeds away. The police caught the driver, arrested him, but he was later acquitted. It seems Jefferson had fired him as a dancer sometime earlier. That hardly is grounds for acquitting him. Here's a brand new name to me. Brand new.
Brand new.
Let's do the easy and understandable part first. Paul McCartney's glorious song Blackbird. The bassist was Ben Wolfe, the drummer Donald Edwards. So that just leaves us the pianist and leader on this Jan 2018 recorded album called Let's Play. His name is Brandon Goldberg. He's now all of 13 years old. He was a preteen of 12 when he recorded this album. Something almost spooky in a 12-year-old being able to play with such passion and style. He started playing the piano in preschool, aged 3. Plus, he wrote 3 of the 9 songs on this album. Monty Alexander gushes about the young Brandon in the liner notes. Praise doesn't come any higher than that. Don't think it'll take you long to recognise who this muso is.
We're going to keep it rolling because Piano Man's coming up this time. He's going to beat out a good old good one, and it's none other than Billy Kyle right there.
When I Grow Too Old to Dream starred pianist Billy Kyle until the front line joins in towards the end. Louis Armstrong trumpet, Russell Big Chief Moore trombone, Joe Darrensborg clarinet, Arvel Shaw bass and Danny Barcelona drums, collectively known as Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars. This was June 64 at Sparks, Nevada. A bit of history will give us perspective. The Beatles had just arrived in America and simply took over the top slot of the charts. In fact, to all of the top five positions at one stage. But in May of that same year, 64, Louis Armstrong took over at number one with a song I must admit I've never liked, Hello Dolly. This is just a few weeks later. Previously unreleased material from the Louis Armstrong House Museum and released on Dot Time Records. We didn't hear that legendary singing voice of Louis, so here is a track from a different Dot Time album.
There's a good old good one called Lazy River.
Here it is! Play it!
Song, two bright lights as we stroll along, blue skies up above, the one I love, up the lazy river, how happy we will be, mama, yeah, yes, I'm Yes, up the lazy river. Oh, you river. You river. Oh, you dog river. Here's where Billy Kyle come in, folks. This is very day. Thank you.
Stokey Carmichael's Lazy River, a staple of Louis Armstrong's live performances. This Dot Time album is called The Nightclubs. Five different nightclubs. On this occasion, it was Brant Inn, Burlington, Ontario, Canada, for a CBC broadcast, Jan 58. Different lineup of all stars. Trummer Young trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Billy Kyle piano, he, as well as Louis, the only two on both recording dates. Mort Herbert bass and Barrett Deems drums. Louis trumpet and vocals, of course. The other four nightclubs, now all gone, sadly, Bop City, New York, Club Hangover, San Francisco, Storyville, Boston, Basin Street, New York. I love this next one. Another new name for our show, the Italian pianist, accordionist and composer Maurizio Minardi. He now lives in Paris, but spent 8 years, 2008 to 16, in London. And this Belfager label album was partly recorded in London, November 2011, and partly in his original hometown of Bologna, Italy, Feb 2010. The album is called My Piano Trio. I've only got a couple of his CDs. Must look out for more. He's released over a dozen. Nick Peeney bass, Jason Reeve drums. He wrote every song on both this and the second album of his that I have. This song is called Shiny. I came across this next fabulous album in New York a couple of weeks ago. Never even knew it existed before that. And Blake, the Know Everything That There Is To Know About Jazz Records guy at Academy Records, said he'd never seen it before either. Thank you. The title of the album is Our Man Benny, and subtitled Phil Woods and Barcelona Jazz Orchestra play the music of Benny Carter. We've just heard a Phil Woods arrangement of Souvenir, a song Benny wrote for his tribute album to Johnny Hodges called Mr. Johnny Hodges. Soloists were Woods alto, Ignacy Terrazza piano. The Barcelona Jazz Orchestra is a 17-piecer, recorded, inevitably in Barcelona, in the August heat of 2010. This is like a CD-sized hardback book, beautifully produced, wonderful photos, great liner notes, plus a DVD of the recording session. Only prob, you can't get the CD or the DVD out of its sleeve without badly, badly ripping the sleeve. It's so, so tight. Time for some more bebop. Alternate take of the punning Stan Getz Along, good title actually, recorded in New York City, May 49. Stan Getz is the leader of the band, full of ex-Woody Hermanites, including three of the four, you'll remember, three of the four brothers, Getz and Zoot Sims, tenors, Al Cohen, alto. Cohen, incidentally, wrote all of the songs on this recording date and did all the arrangements. Getz had been in Woody's Hurt until just 2 months before this recording date. Other Hurt members were Earl Swope, trombone, and Jimmy Rainey, guitar. That leaves Duke Jordan, piano, Mert Oliver, bass, Charlie Perry, drums. Yes, it's on that Mosaic Savoy Bebop 45-49 box set. The sequence of solos was Getz, Swope, Sims, Rainey, Cohen. That song was reminiscent of the Four Brothers' sound, with the trombone taking on the missing baritone role. One more and probably our last from this magnificent box set. Thank you. Quintet under the leadership of trombonist J.J. Johnson and one of his own compos, B.J. rather than J.J., also recorded New York, May 49, just a week after the Stan Getz session. That too was an alternate take. These really are amazing recordings. 25-year-old J.J. Johnson is the leader on trombone and playing quite beautifully. On tenor is an 18-year-old, Theodore Walter Sonny Rollins. John Lewis piano, Gene Ramey bass, Shadow Wilson drums. Wonderful stuff. Let's jazz up a hymn. CD called Sounds of Light, basically jazz interpretations of spirituals and hymns and general religious music. That was the traditional hymn, Give Me Oil in My Lamp, arranged by the pianist and leader on this May 2008 recorded album, Will Todd. Born in County Durham and went to Durham School, he's actually a classical composer and pianist, but has produced some wonderful jazz albums too. Gareth Hugh Davis, wonder where he's from originally, bass. Jim Fleeman, drums. Love this album. Next one is, well, a bit religious too, but in a very different way. It's Nat Adderley's Sermonette.
Thank you.
a challenge label album called Good Company. Nat Adderley, trumpet, Antonio Hart, alto, Bob Baggard, piano, Walter Booker, bass, and Jimmy Cobb, longtime Adderley sideman, on drums. Recorded in Holland, June 94. I'd say Sermonette is right up there with Work Song as Nat's best ever compose. All veterans who'd played together for many years, except the young and talented Antonio Hart. He would have been 25 at the time of this recording. Here's an extract from Ellington's most famous concert, Newport Jazz Festival, July 56. Playing the booing afterwards.
Rosebud, Aruba, filet, plain beef stew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream pain. What am I to you? I'm a doorknob, sapphire, or sawdust, champagne, just homebrew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream pain. What am I to you? Do I get the movie prize? Will I be the hero? Am I in blue skies? Or is my ceiling zero? Chip, turn a movie, moment pie, bankroll, I owe you. Tell me, tell me, tell me, G-Fan, what am I to you? We'll find out.
Much, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a very heavy request for Sam Woodyard and Skin Deep.
Yes, we all know the Newport Jazz Festival Ellington Band story, much retold. An uneventful and much delayed evening that exploded into a near riot when Paul Gonsalves played that exhilarating and seemingly never-ending interval between diminuendo in blue and crescendo in blue. The resultant best-selling LP was, in fact, recorded a day later in the studio with crowd noises added. We have DJ and musicologist Phil Schapp to thank for finding this original live Voice of America recording of the concert, which was late on the Sunday evening to wrap up the festival. By the time we hear Tulip or Turnip, the police are worried that the frenzied crowd could create a riot and ask the festival promoter George Wein to end the concert. Hence the booze after the song. The Duke merely intros Sam Woodyard for the next song, Skin Deep, and the fun continues. Yes, the famous platinum blonde in the black dress, dancing wildly, and drummer Joe Jones off stage, but in view of the band, keeping time with a rolled-up copy of the Christian Science Monitor, all added to the general excitement. What a night it must have been. A vocal next.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace about you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you, above all, I want my arms around you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to me, come to me.
Gershwin Brothers, Embraceable You. Music, George. Lyrics, Ira. Written in 28 for an unpublished operetta called East is West, but it re-emerged in 1930 in the Broadway musical Girl Crazy, starring a certain Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. This version was recorded in L.A. in 94, with Ronnie Buttacavoli, trumpet, Craig Kilby, trombone, Red Holloway, tenor, Cedar Walton, piano, Josh Sclair, guitar, Tony Dumas, bass, Ralph Penland, drums and percussion. The singer, equally at home in blues, R&B, soul, rock, gospel and jazz, Miss Etta James. And it's time for our last one already, I'm afraid. I've chosen the Chick Corea Trio from a double CD Concord album called Trilogy 2. Yes, there was. Career piano, he said unnecessarily. Christian McBride bass, Brian Blade drums. Live recordings from a tour they did together in 2016. It's Thelonious Monk's notoriously difficult song, Work. Monk only recorded it the once himself, back in 54 with Percy Heath and Art Blakey. But these boys relish playing it. As always, I really hope you've had fun listening and equally hope you'll be back again with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.